The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good, Jim. How are you feeling?
I'm about halfway there. I'm okay. I'm going to be... for you folks who do not know, I'm just recovering from prostate cancer surgery, so I'm about 3 weeks into it, and they say I got at least another 3 weeks to get it, but I'm slowly, but it's a marathon, Dan, little by little.
Well, you know, I'm sure you've been through hell, Jim, but you look pretty good, I gotta say.
I'm looking pretty good, and I'm sitting here with, sitting on a chair, a little sore, and got my diaper on, so I'm doing good.
All right.
So anyway, that's probably too much information. But anyway, things are going good here at Dickey Broadcasting, as you know. We got Kim Peters on here, the Kimmer. We got Neil Bortz, the Talkmaster. We got Tug, Rhino, and Carlos, and Flounder every morning. They've actually been expanded another hour. So they're from 6 to 9, 6 to 10. And, you know, I'm very proud to be associated with an organization that always tells the truth, Dan. This is like the only place, I think, in Metro Atlanta now, where you're going to get the true news, right?
Well, it is true, and it's very local too, which I think is different than
great point.
Many of the other radio stations out there that are just kind of putting the national people on there, but
all that syndicated stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it is the truth, and you know it's nice to get the truth because it's hard to find these days,
and the truth is getting harder to swallow every day, isn't it, Dan?
It is. It really is. It's some point we can get it turned around.
Right. Well, folks, you know, for those of you just joining us, Dan is a sponsor of the All Four Seasons Home Show. He owns All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors here for at least a couple of decades or more. And, Dan, what's going on in your business? How are you seeing the climate out there?
Well, you know, we've had some, you know, with the holidays and the summertime stuff, we've had a couple slow stretches, you know, around 4th of July and then when the kids go back to school. But right now, it seems to be pretty busy, so I think people are settling in and kind of getting back into their routines, and, you know, we should for the next couple months. I think it'll be pretty busy till we get to the next holiday and to Thanksgiving.
Well, as you know, the time flies. The seasons come and go so fast. The older we get, the faster they come, and, you know, you're always on the verge of another seasonal change, and with a seasonal change, what changes, Dan?
Well, sometimes it's hot, sometimes it's cold, Jim.
That's right. You don't know, right? It's, the weather's always changing. So we're always proud to have somebody here who can kind of make sure that we stay comfortable here in Metro Atlanta with this erratic, hot, cold, wet, dry weather that we never know we're going to have from day to day. And we always have the best businesses here. You can't pay to get on the All Four Seasons Home Show, can you, Dan?
Nope, absolutely not.
We vet the businesses, good, honest businesses that give tips and advice and are straight and that we can be proud to have on the air with us.
Well, you know what a lot of people don't know, Jim, is some of these TV shows and radio shows.
Right.
That's exactly what the people are doing. They're paying for it.
Sure.
And they try to make it look like they're just a regular guest, but they are paying for it, and you don't pay for it here. You come on because you're an expert and you run a good business.
Absolutely. Well, you know, today is no exception when you talk about good business. Got an excellent business here with a great reputation. We're proud to have him here. And we'd like to welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show Mr. Tom Lucas, who's the general manager and owner of Daco Systems, HVAC company. Has a great reputation, and he's taken time in his busy schedule today to come in and help our audience with probably some pretty big decisions. Tom, welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, I always like to start off, you're always curious about entrepreneurs, how they get into an industry, a little bio on yourself, a little background, how you got into this industry, and how you came about to be with Daco and how Daco started. So I know you have a story.
Yeah, you guys, how much time do you have? Because you just opened a can of worms.
There's always a story, I can tell you that.
And
you start a business.
And our audience loves stories, don't they, Dan?
Yeah, and it's never easy for anybody.
Okay, well, let's see if I can shorten this down to about 45 minutes for you guys. Okay. No, I'm kidding. So I actually, I moved to the Atlanta area in 1993, straight out of the Army. So
thank you for your service, Mr.
Thank
Lucas.
Thank
you. Appreciate
that. It was my pleasure. Very good for me. I wish every young man had the opportunity. So I had an Army buddy who was in the Atlanta area, and he was in the HVAC business, and he called me up, and he said, you got to come to Atlanta because I have more work than I know what to do with, and I'm making too much money, so you need to come help me. I need some extra pockets to put this
money. What a great friend. What
a guy.
Dan?
What
a
well, hold on.
I wish
on.
I had one of those
there's
friends.
More. Wait, there's more.
Uh-oh.
I got here and ended up working for about $50 a day for about 2 years, so... Needless to say, he wasn't exactly giving me the full story.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me a while. But I did. I started out in the new construction part of the business, doing nothing but new homes at that time in the
early
90s.
Were you up in those hot attics putting
yes,
all that duct work in?
Yes, but sometimes there wasn't even a roof on them yet, so that was okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so when it's in the new construction phase, sometimes there's not even anything on the walls outside, so wind comes right through,
Mm-hmm.
That's not so good in the middle of winter.
No, it's not.
It can be good in the summer. I started out as a helper and worked my way up. Ended up by the mid to late 90s, I was running 10 guys installing systems in new homes. So in around that time in the late 90s, the new construction industry kind of was taking a nosedive, and I ended up having to move out of the subcontracting end of it and went to work for a local company for a while. So I continued installed for 15 years, went into service, serviced for about 7 years, and then started moving into management from there. But
So you came up through the ranks.
I did. I worked my way up through the ranks, and it's been quite a journey, but it's been blessed. I mean, Dan, from you're basically in this home services business, that the HVAC business is probably pretty similar, where if you're a good company with the good intentions for your customers, you're never going to be out of work. There's just lots of people out there that need help from people who know how to do things out there.
And it's never been needed more than right now. It's more true than it's ever been.
Yeah.
What about Daco? Where did Daco come from?
Yeah, so that's an interesting story as well. So I actually met Dean Yarrington, who is my partner. He's the founder of the company. At a conference, I was working for another company. He started the business in 2006, and he started the business. This is actually part of our culture. The origin story of how Dean started the company is part of our culture, and you'll know why in a second. He lived in a subdivision called Legacy Park in Kennesaw, and when he was growing up, his father owned an HVAC company, so he knew how to do things in the HVAC world. And of course, your neighbors find that out, and what happens? Everybody's calling you over, hey, my thermostat's not working, my AC's broken, my heat's not working. So he would be helping his neighbors, fixing their little problems that would come up. And that started to spread through. Legacy Park is a huge subdivision. You've got, I think 3,000 homes in there, something like that.
Yeah.
And So he ended up having to bring wife in, sons, daughters in, and before he knew it, he was running a $1 million business because of just out of the need of his neighbors needing help.
Necessity is a mother of invention, right?
That's right. And not only that, but it's a great story for, when we were thinking through the problems of, hey, what's Daco's culture? We came upon that origin story. We grasped onto that origin story and said, hey, our origin story is helping our neighbor. Mm. How great is that?
I like it.
Yeah. So we actually, that's part of our culture in the company, that we figured out that we're not just here to solve HVAC problems for people. We're here to actually just help people. It's about the people. Mm-hmm. So we want to, in the mission of trying to get out into the into people's houses and help them with their HVAC needs, we need to make sure that we're paying attention to the person and not just the problem at hand, because technical people tend to focus on the piece of equipment and not so much on the customer. And that's been a problem in our industry for ages.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is to shift the attention to the customer. We can fix the technical problem with our eyes closed. So, but let's make sure that we're trying to leave that person somehow, make their day better while we're in their house, right? And we found out that in order to do that, we have to, we also have to take care of our employees. So the origin story of Dean starting the company from that perspective was just a godsend. So we love that. And he's a great guy. And so we've been around since 2006 and just been growing ever since, I would say. 2015 is probably when the company really started to take off and become a bigger company.
Well, sounds like y'all were blessed to find each other. Sounds like a good...
There's
good,
a story behind
sounds
that.
Sounds like a good marriage there, you
yeah,
know?
Do you want to hear the story behind that a little?
Well, we only have about another minute and a half, but you can start.
Okay,
it.
Real
we
quick, real
it.
Quick. At the conference, I'm married to a Brazilian, right? We're in line for food at this conference, and I'm speaking Portuguese. I do speak Portuguese with my wife, and someone taps me on the shoulder and says, "Hey, are you speaking Portuguese?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And he says, "You got to come sit with me and my wife. My wife's from Brazil, too."
Oh, come on. Nuh-uh. Are you serious?
No.
Well, that's meant to be, huh, Dan?
That's
so,
right.
So until today, my wife says, if it weren't for me, you know, and I have to agree. I have to agree.
Wow, wow. Well, you know, we're up against a break here, Dan. In a time that flies by fast, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Tom Lucas, his general manager and co-owner of Daco Systems. He's going to give us all kind of tips and advice on your HVAC system. As the season changes, it's important to be on top of it, right, Dan?
That's right. It's the seasons constantly change, and there's That's always right. something new you need to do yes. around the house, right?
You better believe it. But we'll be right back after this break. You're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show right here on Extra 106.3 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There, you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Nearkus. We want to remind you to download the Extra 106.3 FM app where you can stream 24/7 no matter where you're at. You don't have to be lassoed to a radio, right, Dan?
That's right. You can get a good signal no matter where you're at and listen anytime.
Well, and if you do like listening to the radio, we're simulcast, so we're not only on the FM signal, but we're also on 1230 AM. So if you're outside around the perimeter there or whatever, and your signal gets a little fuzzy, you can switch over to 1230 AM, and we're on FM and AM, so it's very convenient. But anyway, if you're just joining us, we're here with Tom Lucas, who's general manager and co-owner of Daco Systems, a wonderful HVAC company that serves Metro Atlanta. And he took time from his extremely busy schedule to come in and give you folks good tips and advice on how to pick a HVAC system and maybe to keep your system in good shape and take care of it and, you know, avoid getting ripped off. Right, Dan?
That's right. You gotta know the questions to ask and the companies to call.
Well, you were telling us your story about your company and everything, but I'm just curious. You know, I know there's a lot of people chucking a truck, standing in a van. People put a magnetic sign on their truck, and all of a sudden they're an air conditioning heating guy. What kind of certifications and qualifications should consumers look for when choosing an HVAC contractor?
I would say first and foremost would be the contractor's license. There is a couple of levels of state licensing that you have to legally do this work. And when I say legally do this work, companies should be pulling permits for certain levels of work in your house. In order to do that, you have to have a license.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Now, Dan, you think that's enforced? Are these guys going out there without licensing and paying for the insurance and stuff like that?
Well, I think it's enforced if they get caught. You know, if they're not getting caught.
I just wonder,
then,
exactly. Is it enforced? Does that hold any water?
It does. I would.
Because that screws you guys up that are doing the right things.
I would
for
love
the right
to
reasons.
See it be more enforced and better. But, I mean, it does hold water. But there are a lot of guys out there. What makes it hard to enforce is because if there are customers out there that are shopping for deals. And what they don't understand is if you get the wrong guy to do this, not only can it be dangerous, but you're probably never going to hear from that guy again after he does the job.
How many times do you go behind somebody who screwed something up and it ends up costing the consumer more because they tried to
all
be cheap? Right, Dan? You do that all the time.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think anybody in the home service business kind of has to do that. And then, you know, the other side of this question I would ask is, I mean, are there people that try to do any of this stuff on their own? I mean, it doesn't seem like the type of industry where you would, but.
Well, I mean, we're in the world of YouTube and Google these days, right? Yeah. So, yeah, I watched YouTube. I can do this. You know?
And that's a good way to really screw things up.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell us a little story. Give us an example of something you went behind, because like I said, our audience loves a story where you had to go behind somebody that they had somebody in there, they had a brother-in-law or a neighbor or somebody, a friend of a friend, whatever, and it ended up being a nightmare and you had to go in and fix it and it cost the consumer a lot more money by being cheap.
Well, I could bring up circumstances, but not specific stories. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you what happens a lot. We'll get out to a house. Someone will call us out to a house and say, my AC is not working. That's the diagnosis we get up front. My AC is not working. We'll get out there and we'll go out behind the house to the air conditioner and that thing is in pieces. I mean, it's completely taken apart sitting back there in pieces.
And so they don't tell you somebody else was out there.
Well, why don't they tell me? Because who was it that did it? It was Uncle Fred, you know, or, you know, that went out there and
Cousin Elmer, yeah.
Yeah. Uncle Fred took the thing apart and said, I don't know from there. You're on your own. So then they have to call someone like Daco to come in and try to put it back together. First of all, and then we're in a worse condition, right? Because even now to even see what the problem was, we have to get the thing back to where it was. So you're spending a lot of money now to get this thing back to where I can even flip this on switch and see, you know, to start the diagnosis.
Because most of your cost as a company is labor. Right.
Of course.
You know, I get that with the garage door stuff is the person that runs over to Home Depot or Lowe's and they're going to do this themselves. And, you know, they always think they can just maybe stack the sections up and use everything that's old. And they
snap the second spring.
Well, it's not that. Well, first off, if they even get to the springs, right, or, you know, or they'll try to leave the same springs out or whatever, that can be a dangerous problem. But the other part is it's the same thing. It's just it's laying in pieces because it was too much for them. Or they've got it put up wrong. You know, there's different thicknesses of the door, and the door won't move, but yet they've been forcing it and just trying a bunch of different things, and they've taken a brand-new product and actually already damaged the original product. So it does happen.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm scared of that spring. I don't even want to get near it.
You should be scared of that spring. It's caused a lot of people harm, especially when you don't know what you're doing. Even if you know what you're doing and you're not careful, you can get hurt. Right. The people that don't know what they're doing, it's amazing the type of injuries, you know, fingers, thumbs off, the bars hitting you in the head. You know, it's got a lot of hospital visits from people trying to fix their own springs.
So when you go out there and you're trying to put this thing back together again so you can see what's wrong with it, and you decide that there's no other option other than to replace the unit, then you're the bad guy because you're trying to sell them a whole new unit, right?
Well, and that, I mean, depends on the angle I take, right? I'm not going to go in there and try to throw blame around. I'm just going to go out there and say, look, let's start over again here. Let's get this thing back together. Here's what you need. You know, it's never fun to hear that, you know, a one or a two with lots of zeros behind it, you know, to get something fixed in your house. But we all know that in the mechanical systems in your house are not cheap to maintain. But if you don't maintain them, you know, you're not going to get the full 100% efficiency out of them. Plumbing, and we all know plumbing is, you that has to be 100% efficient, right? You know, when you want your drains to work, things need to leave that house. So you've got to make sure things are working 100%. So and then electrical or HVAC or all that, if you don't maintain them, you're not going to have 100%. And that's dollars, right? So $1 in, you want to try to get a dollar out of it, right? But if you're putting a dollar in and you're getting 50 cents out of it, then you've got a problem. And that's where the maintenance comes in on these things, is if how do you know what you're getting for your dollar? And the only way you know that is by bringing a professional in to test and to maintain. That's the only way you know. And there's no such thing as a dollar for a dollar, but it should be 90 to a dollar, right? Mm-hmm. A dollar in, 90 cents out.
Well, I think the other part of that too that you're kind of leaving out is, you know, if you've got an old system that is very inefficient, the savings you get from the new unit moving forward can be a tremendous savings, yep, along with just really heating and cooling your home more efficiently and you having a more comfortable home.
Right. Right.
Now, they've really increased the efficiency of these units, right? I think, yep, people would be surprised at how much, when it does come time to change your unit, if they go ahead and get a unit that's a lot more efficient, they can save on their energy bill every month. Why don't you touch on that? Because I'm sure, yeah, that's of interest to our audience.
Yeah, so I always, when we discuss this in the company about how do we approach our customers, I always like to say, if you still have a 14 SEER or a 13 SEER, because those still are out there, single-stage system in your house, which means it's just on and off, you know, 100% on or 100% off, then you're dealing with 40-year-old technology. So the problem with trying to stretch your unit to run for 25 years is you're not, if you do that, it's great, and a good air conditioning company should be on board with you if you say, that's my goal. I'm going to help you do that. I can repair anything. I can make this thing run forever. But then the question is, what's in the customer's best interest? Because really what I want to do is I want to tell that customer, okay, I can fix this, but we now have, since 1990, we've had a lot of improvements in the technology in air conditioning. So now we have something called staging. We have indoor air quality. We have all these things that weren't so much on the menu back in those days. Now everybody is a lot more aware of indoor air quality and staging. And what staging is it's like having gear shifter on your air conditioning system, where instead of just 100% on and 100% or 0% on, now I can go to maybe 50% on. Why do I want to do that? Well, we're not 95 degrees all year round. And the problem with air, one of the engineering problems with air conditioning is I have to design that system to handle 95 degrees. So if I've got a system that is designed for 95 degrees for my size house, and I only have 100% on and 100% off, that means when it's 80 degrees, I'm oversized. An oversized system comes on and off too fast, doesn't get enough runtime, so you're not removing humidity, you're not circulating enough air, you're not doing all these things because it's oversized for most of the year. It's only gonna be 95 degrees in the Atlanta area for what, a month out of the year, let's say? And so then it's properly sized for 1 month out of the year and improperly sized for the other 4 to 5 months of that cooling season, right? So yeah. So what we want to do is we want to have the ability to say, okay, I need a smaller system for the 80 degree days and I need a larger system for the 90 degree days. So if the system itself can adjust, now I have a more efficient system. I'm getting proper runtime, proper dehumidification, proper air circulation for the entire year.
And it's going to be more comfortable.
More comfortable.
Not just more efficient.
Well, think of this. If most of your comfort comes from the dehumidification side of things, right? So if I'm used to 72 degrees in my house, if I can remove more humidity, now I can probably put it at 74 and still feel the same. What does that do? That lowers my bill because I've moved my thermostat up 2 degrees. I've lowered my energy bill.
And you ever notice you're into some houses where, you know, you're either a little too cold or you're too hot when it's going on and off on automatic? And mm-hmm. I think this has something to do with
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
And obviously when we get the high levels of heat too, I mean, there's many systems that are just not equipped for that. And you're just right. not going to get out. And it is running all day long just to get to, you know, close to where it should be. But yeah. you're still not comfortable. And the thing is running the entire day. And that just is money yeah. flying out the window when you've got a system that just keeps running.
Yeah, if I were to give one piece of advice to people that are right now looking at replacing their system, I would say listen to the different levels of options that you have. Don't shut out the person who's presenting you with the options because you think they're trying to sell you something and focus on that cheapest option. Because if he's really worth his salt, what he's really trying to do is inform you as to what your options are. Because if I come into your house and I neglect to tell you all of your options, what's available to you, and I try to corral you into what I think you want, I have not served you well. I need to lay all the options on the table in front of you and then help you decide what's best according to your budget and your needs and all that. But my job is to make sure, look, I'm going to show you everything. Let me show you everything I have, and then together we'll come to the right decision for you. But don't, and I think what we tend to do as consumers is kind of close our minds up to what, when the price goes up, the different options, and say, that sounds like, just a sales gimmick. Don't look at it that way. Look at it as, let me see all of my options. Help me decide. Yeah, you can negotiate price all day long. But you want to see all your options. You want to see the IAQ options, and you want to see the different, that most expensive option. I want you to buy, I as your HVAC guy, I want you to buy my top option. Why? Because that's going to give you the best results. And it's going to give you what you really want. And maybe your HVAC company is just hasn't been very good at explaining to you what exactly is it that you want out of your air conditioning system? Because it's not just heating and cooling. It's a lot more than that.
You know, I've got a story, and Jim's probably heard this 100 times over the last 10 years, but I just think it really relays to the listener how important this is and how much money and savings you can have by having your home insulated, but also with your HVAC unit being very efficient. My old home that I started my business out of and I was in for years, you know, didn't have any money. I was, you know, not going to replace it, right? Didn't have the money for it. By the time that I did replace it, it was unbelievable. I did some insulating in the garage as well, insulated garage doors. But I would, you know, those hot months, I would spend $400 or $500 on my energy bills in the summer. Now, that may not seem as high nowadays, right? I mean, this some of the costs, that same energy bill might have been $800 or $900 right now. And just dropping that down into the $100 range in those really hot months, I mean, you can imagine even, you know, in the other months, there were a couple other months, right, where I'm getting savings. And then every single month, right, you're going to use a little AC, or you're going to use some heat. And I was just amazed. I thought, you know, I should have done this 10 years earlier. This thing would have been paid for well in advance, and I would have been saving money. And it really makes a difference when you get an energy efficient unit. I mean, I just cannot stress that enough. And like you were talking about earlier, I mean, there is even another level of energy savings nowadays, as opposed to this was, you know, probably 15 years ago.
Right.
So what is the ultimate SEER level for efficiency now? Because I know it changes every couple
of
years.
It goes all the way up to 25 SEER now with the new mini split, like the Mitsubishi, the ones you see on the wall.
Yeah, those are efficient, huh?
Those are really efficient, yeah. Now,
Are they somewhat, you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, no, well, you know what, I started seeing those years ago when I was traveling in other countries.
You're right. They
were using those a long time ago.
Greece had them over there too, yeah.
Spaces weren't as, you know, a lot of homes in other countries aren't nearly as large.
There's a lot of changes coming to the HVAC industry, coming currently and continue to come, and those kind of European, you know, a lot of the stuff that the rest of the world has been using for a long time is coming to us. For instance, the refrigerant that we're currently using, which is used to be R22, you'll remember, it changed to 410A. Now 410A is on its way out, and it's going to change to what's called the A2L refrigerants, which is what Europe uses and has used for a long time. So there's lots of changes. Those changes are partially for the responsible for the increase in the pricing you all have seen in the HVAC industry.
You guys have gotten multiple price increases, haven't you, over the last couple
years? Oh, yeah,
it's
been crazy. And not only because of, you know, all the problems we went through in the last few years with COVID and supply chain and all that stuff.
Inflation.
But at the same time, they also upped the SEER level. All the manufacturers during COVID had to go through a redesign of all of their units for the new minimum SEER level. So, which doubled kind of the effect on the price increases, because we went through this crunch on availability and a manufacturing changeover at the same time. Mm. So it was nuts.
You know, another question I always like to talk to you. You talk about SEERs. I know you know all about SEERs, but I think the average listener might not know what that means. Yeah. Just maybe a little bit, you know, a couple minutes on SEERs and how it works
minutes.
And how it's measured in a home.
Good question.
SEER level is it's a measure of how it stands for seasonal energy efficiency rating. Okay, and it's you look at it basically kind of like miles per gallon. So you want a higher number. The higher number means the more bang for your buck you're getting. So if I have a, let's say 14 SEER is a number, let's look at just relatively. 14 SEER gives you so much energy removal, because that's actually what air conditioning is we're taking heat from inside your house and we're moving it outside. And by the way, a heat pump just works in the opposite. A heat pump takes heat from outside, even in cold weather, and moves it inside. So it just reverses the process. And SEER just means how efficiently am I doing that? How efficiently am I using your dollar that you're paying for that energy to move that energy around? So a 16 is better than 14, okay? And by the way, that degrades over time. So if you have a 25-year-old unit that is a 10 SEER, which is most likely is a 10 or a 12, it's probably really about a 6 SEER by now.
So SEERs, they kind of disintegrate over time.
Well, yeah, because the coils on either side are what do the absorption and the release, and they degrade over time. The metals degrade.
So if you've got an older unit that's an inefficient SEER, you've even got a more inefficient SEER than what you think
Absolutely.
You do.
Absolutely.
Oh, for God's sake.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, these people, right? When you're hearing that unit just run and run and run, I mean, that is just dollars. I mean, you can just picture the dollars flying out the window when
electric.
You're doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, a good indicator. You know, we just went through probably a really good stretch of hot weather, right? A lot of people's systems were not keeping up in that hot weather. So a good indication of whether how well your system is doing is what temperature does your system start to fall behind. So if it's at 80 degrees and your system can't hold, you know, 74 degrees or whatever you set your thermostat to, you know, on an 80 degree day, you know, you've got some problems. Now, that could be age, and that could be maintenance, or that could be a lot of things mixed. Yeah. But
what should we be setting our thermostat at during these hot days for maximum efficiency and comfort?
Recommendation? It depends, because everybody is different. Everybody feels hot and cold differently. At different ages and in different genders.
You know, Clark Howard says 78, but I tell you, I can't handle 78.
Well, yeah, you know, we have it all over the place. We have customers that want 68 degrees in their house, and we have customers that are happy with 80 in their house. So it runs the entire gambit. So the answer to that question is, you should be able, you need to, if you're having a system installed, first of all, make sure you let that person know what your expectations are. Because if you don't tell them and they don't ask, they're going to set it to the what the region, the laws tell them to. And that is 74 inside at 94 outside in the summer. And in the winter, it's, I think it's 70 inside at 24 outside. So those are the parameters that we design to. Now, unless you tell me I want 68 degrees, you're not going to get 68 degrees on a 95 degree day unless I design it for that. So that's important to know. Another thing that's great to know is a general rule of thumb is 20 degrees difference between indoor and outdoor in cooling. So if it's 94 outside, you can expect 74 inside. If it's 105 outside and your system is falling behind, don't blame your air conditioning company, because the systems are not designed. These are not freezers. They're not designed for 30 degree difference. They're mm-hmm. designed for about a 20 degree difference, you know.
Wow. Unless, good information, huh, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely. That's that. You know, we've had a lot of HVAC companies on here over time, and I'm
impressed with this guy.
Absolutely, he knows his stuff.
I've been
That's
around.
What happens when you've been doing it since
I've been
from
around.
The beginning. When you were a grunt, since you've been a helper,
the
right?
California kid, all the way from LA.
Yeah, see, it takes a guy from California.
There you go. Yeah, folks, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we have the pleasure this week of having Mr. Tom Lucas, who's the general manager and co-owner of Daco Systems. He's got a lot more tips to share with you. And I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. He's got a special just for you. So don't go away in our last segment. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY. And there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required. And they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford, we are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and we've been had a really informative conversation, haven't we, Dan, with Tom Lucas of Daco Systems here. You know, a top-notch HVAC company here in Metro Atlanta what's that mission statement again, Tom? You mind repeating that for our audience? Because I think that says it all.
To improve lives.
There you go. Yeah. Helping your neighbor.
To improve lives, helping your neighbor and also our internally in our company.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, if you've missed a good part of this or you want somebody else to hear Tom, don't forget, you can go on the Extra 106.3 FM website and go under the All Four Seasons Home Show, and you can hear this show the rest of the year. It's not going anywhere with all our other shows. Also, we put it out on podcasts on Apple, Google, and Spotify. So, you know, there's a ton of information here. So, you know, check out Tom on the podcast, too. But, Tom, here's the question that everybody wants to know. I don't think I'm ready to change my system. It's not that old. It seems to be running fine. Why do I need to have you or anybody else come out and charge me money for some routine maintenance or a checkup? That's just a come on. You guys are going to come out here. You're going to manufacture something wrong with my system and charge me a lot of money and make me upset.
Well, Jim, let me tell you. That is a good question, and it's one we get often. And it's not it can trip up a technician that's not ready to answer that, because it feels that way. It feels, why am I paying? In our company, we charge $160 a year for one system. That's two visits, okay? And a customer can legitimately ask me, why should I pay you $160 a year? My system's running fine. I change my own filters. Why do I need to do that? And there's plenty of answers to that. Okay.
And you're going to give those answers
I
to us,
am
Tom,
ready.
You rascal.
I'm
okay,
ready.
Go ahead.
So remember, we have two seasons, right? So we actually have two different systems working in the different seasons. We have a heating system working in the winter, and we have a cooling system working in the summer. And two very different problems. You know, I don't like to use scare tactics, but this is a legitimate question. You have, probably in your attic, you have all winter long a flame burning up there. Wouldn't you think it'd be a good idea to have someone go up there and make sure everything's kosher with that?
The pilot light there, right?
No, it's the, I mean, that actually thing is coming on and off all day long, heating your house.
Oh, during the heating, yeah.
Yeah, that's coming on and off all day long.
Like a flamethrower.
Right. So that's one thing. But the biggest reason is, again, it's on the bang for your buck. If I don't come in there, you could run your cooling all summer at, and it's only cooling at 50% capacity. You would never know that because it's you're on a cool morning, it's going to do fine. It's only you only got a 3-hour window in the afternoon where it's really warm and the sun's shining down on your house, so it'll struggle in the afternoon, but as long as it comes back down at night, you don't even worry about it. But guess what? You're throwing money out the window because you're paying that thing that it costs the same amount of money if as long as it's running, you're spending that money and it's the same amount. Doesn't matter if it's running 3 hours or 1 hour, which would you prefer, run for 1 hour or run for 3 hours to do the same amount of work? My job as a technician is to come into your house and make sure everything is working at peak performance. Even that 25-year-old system that is old and degraded and not doing what a new system would do, you want to get as much out of that system as you can. You got to make sure that the refrigerant is correct, the filter's clean, there's no broken ducts up in the attic, which, by the way, is common. The ductwork is one of the major problems in all these houses because no one thinks about it. You know, you got all those tubes running through all your house. There could be holes. Rats chew holes in them, they fall off, and you're sucking in all that hot attic air into your system. That kind of stuff happens all the time. So if you don't have someone up in there with knowledge to go up and check all these things, you're going to be throwing money out the window. So that's a big one. Twice a year, you should do this. Because you have two different systems, you want to make sure that heater is tuned in and working efficiently, and you want to make sure that the cooling system is the same. Everything is running efficiently. Everything's tied up and sealed and closed up and the filter's clean. Let someone who knows what they're looking at come up there.
How about cleaning those coils, those air conditioning coils on the outside of your compressor?
Is that
important?
Yeah, we actually do. That's included in our maintenance agreement. And a new one obviously doesn't need the same attention as an old one does. Because once a system starts to get really old, you have a chemical you can spray on there to really help clean it off. But even a new one with a slight layer of dust and pollen and all that stuff, which we know what the pollen can do, you know, imagine you've seen your windshield. Imagine that layering up on that coil year over year. And do you think that affects how that coil is going to be able to absorb or release heat? Of course it is. It's like putting a coat on it. So yes, they should be at least water rinsed once a year, even if they're new. And if they're old, they probably need a chemical rinse. And there's usually a charge for that.
You know, the next thing is the filters. I always like to find out. We've got all these different filters when we go to Home Depot or wherever we're buying our filters. Which one do you buy? You got cheap, you got medium.
Hyperallergenic.
Expensive ones that last longer. You know, what's your thoughts on the filters?
I recommend you let your AC guy tell you what's the best one for that. And here's why. A regular paper pleated filter that everyone uses, there's good ones and there's bad ones. Here's the catch 22. The better your filter is, so if I got a high MERV rating filter, which is the filter, MERV is just a measurement of the particles that it's letting through. If I am filtering better, my filter is getting clogged up faster. So on that filter, you read that filter, it says 90 days, right? Good for 90 days. That's baloney. That filter is good for, each house is going to have a different personality on how much dirt is hitting that filter, am I correct?
Pet dander and that kind of fur.
Yeah, pet and you know, all kinds of things. If you live in a subdivision that's under construction, you've got more higher dust levels in your house than someone who's not living in a subdivision that's under construction.
So if somebody's building a house two doors down from me, I'm going to, that's, stuff's going to be in the air.
Absolutely. So if I have a high load on that filter, I've got to change that thing every 30 days, not every 90 days. That 90 days should be looked at as a max, not a minimum. Okay, so now you have your different levels of filter, right? You've seen the skinny 1-inch filters, and then you've got those 4-inch filters you can buy. The advantage of the 4-inch filter is obviously if you've got that 4-inch pleat, if you were to stretch that out, you would see it would have a lot more surface area. So it takes a lot longer for that filter to get loaded up to the point to where it's slowing down your airflow. You slow down your airflow, you're killing your efficiency on the cooling side, because that airflow is balanced to the refrigerant flow, and they meet and they intersect to get an exact coefficient of performance. So you don't want to slow down your airflow. So you've got to maintain that filter. If you're forgetting about your filter, forget about those dollars, because you might as well just open the window.
Do you have a special for our audience, a special just for all Four Seasons Home Show listeners? What is it?
Yes, I would like to put out there for all of the All Four Seasons Home Show listeners that if you call us and mention the show, we'll give you a free service call.
Can't beat that.
No, and that means that's an $84 value. And for that, what you get is a complete diagnosis and a list. And expect a list, because all houses have problems. So hopefully the list is minimal and we can just give you some solutions.
And how do people get in touch with DACO?
Well, you can go to our website. You can actually even schedule an appointment at our website at dacosystems.com. Or you can call 770-919-9509.
Tom Lucas, thank you for coming. Will you come back again?
I would love to.
All right, great. Dan Watkins, thank you. All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors for sponsoring the All Four Seasons Home Show. Join us every Saturday morning at 9 right here on Extra 106.3 FM. We're the best. Stick with us. Have a great week.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.